Greetings and welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. We have a wonderful show in store for you today. We're going to be making a seafood platter, which I'm calling Ocean of Love. Now to get started on this, we're going to be making our sauces. Okay, so the first sauce I'm going to make is the tartar sauce. And to begin, we're going to use 1 cup of vegan mayonnaise. I'm using Veginaise. Next, I'm going to add 2 teaspoons of grated onion. Now I'm going to be using a sweet pickle. You can use regular dill pickles, but I like to use the sweet pickles because it adds a nice contrast to flavor. So I'm just going to dice this up. It doesn't have to be very fine, just nice small pieces. I had some cut earlier, so we're going to be using a third a cup of diced sweet pickle. Okay. Next, what I have here is I have some fresh baby dill, about a third a cup. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to finely chop this. If you can't find fresh dill, you can use dry dill. But I would probably use a lot less, maybe about half this amount, if that. Just make sure you get a really fine cut on these. Okay. Just add that to our. Next, I'm going to be using the juice of half a lemon. Save the other half, the other sauce. Just make sure you don't get any seeds in your sauce. And that's it. Now we're just going to mix our sauce. We'll add a pinch of salt. Pinch of pepper. That's it. And just mix this around. Okay, I'm going to set this to the side. So the next sauce we're going to be making is our cocktail sauce. To make our cocktail sauce, we're going to be using 1 cup of ketchup. One tablespoon of turbinado sugar. The other half a lemon that we used earlier. And just mix this around. Now this next ingredient I'm going to add to our cocktail sauce is called horseradish. You can find this in most of your local grocery stores. If not, you know, you can use the one in the jar, but the freshly grated ones would taste much, much better. And we're going to use about maybe a third of a cup of grated horseradish. Now, horseradish is closely related to wasabi. So if you're accustomed to wasabi, you can imagine what kind of flavor you're going to get from your horseradish. It's kind of a spicy flavor. So here I'm just going to use the grater. Just going to grate it. Okay, now I got about a third of a cup of horseradish. Grated horseradish, so I'm just going to put that in our sauce right now. Okay. And now I'm just going to mix this. So I'm going to put these sauces in the fridge for about half an hour before you're ready to use it. After that, we're going to be come back and finish up our seafood platter. Welcome back. Now that our sauces are made, now we're going to make our main entree. What I have here is I have a block of textured soy protein, a seafood flavored one. And this one comes in a block. Sometimes they come already pre-sliced, but I'm going to have to slice this one. And I'm going to cut them about a quarter inch pieces. If it breaks apart on you, it's okay. Just try to keep them as big as possible pieces. Okay, I'm just gonna just use four. I'm just gonna season both sides with a little bit of salt and pepper, both sides. Put those over. Salt up. Okay, and here I have some more textured soy protein. I'm just gonna add a little bit of salt. Pepper, just kind of mix that around. Okay. Now that I got those ready, I'm going to set those aside, and I'm going to make our tempura batter. I'm going to use a tempura batter just because I like the lightness of this batter. So to start, I'm going to get about a cup of flour. Use a tablespoon of cornstarch. And here I have about one cup of club soda, which is like carbonated water, which I like to use it because it adds the airiness, so makes the batter a little bit lighter. So I'm just gonna stir this around. Just want to make sure the batter is smooth and you don't have any clumps. Okay. And over here I have a deep fryer. It's set to 375, or that should be good. So we're just going to take one of our guys here, just get it nice and battered up. Just And you just want to make sure that both sides are golden brown. And you might have to flip it over. And you want to make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom of your deep fryer. It might take a couple minutes each piece. So we'll just shake off a little bit of excess oil, stick it over here. Okay, to prepare our next one, we're going to be using a slightly different process. I'm going to be adding some panko breadcrumbs. It's going to add a nice little breaded texture to the batter. So what I do is I dip it in the batter and just dip both sides, make sure we're covering everywhere. Slowly put it in there. So dip it in the batter. Just cover it with our breadcrumbs. And again, we're going to wait till this is nicely golden brown. I'm going to continue with this. And when we come back, we're going to plate our Ocean of Love seafood platter. Okay, these reach that golden brown color we're looking for. Okay, now we'll put together our plate. So grab a couple pieces here. Now I'm gonna add some coleslaw. I've made this in previous shows. You could check on suprememastertv.com and look up Happy Hawaiian Burger. You can find the recipe for that on that show. Now we're gonna add our sauces. First, our tartar sauce. Then our cocktail sauce. Well, there you have it. This is our Ocean of Love, a vegan seafood platter. I had a wonderful time showing you guys how to make this dish. Thank you, as always, for being veg, going green to save the planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programming.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.